If there's one thing we have all learned during this season, it's that cults are fucking terrifying. And I know I usually have a whole paragraph to spew at you guys during this section of the episode, but honestly, we've covered a lot and it's been heavy. It's been a really, really heavy season. So we're not going to take too much of your time for this episode 7 finale. I just wanted to kind of go over some opinions with Pamela. So without further ado. Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Haunted Detective Podcast. I'm your favorite host, Kelsey Childs, but everyone calls me
the paranormal Sherlock Holmes.
Why'd you say it like that? No one can take me seriously.
Yes!
If you literally no one's gonna take me seriously now. That's great. That's awesome.
Great. You ruined it, Pam.
That's great. You literally ruined it. Anyways, with me is Pamela. Let's open the case file without introducing my co-host today.
It's a punishment.
It's a punishment.
All right.
For the last time, we're going to be investigating supernatural or paranormal cults. So, Pamela, I know that the question this season was a little bit vague, but do you believe that some, and I already know the answer to this, so I'm going to ask you anyways and then interrupt you when you answer it. Anyways, do you believe that some higher entity or supernatural force could possibly influence someone to start a cult?
That's actually a really good question.
Like, think the cult for Persephone.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it based on a religion or is it based on something like mythology? Or just kind of grouping it all into one?
Well, this season we went over all paranormal cults.
Yeah.
Basically, these, I hate to call them organizations, but
yeah,
they all were influenced by a higher being, a higher power, the craving for a higher purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So do you believe that that is real for some of these cults?
If we're talking about cults like the Persephone cult, I don't believe in that. There's no support for that. The thing is that religious cults that are based around kind of like dabbling in what we talked about when we talked about demonology and possessions, there are people who believe in this well-founded religion, but they kind of skew it into making it into what they want it to be, if that makes any sense. And then that's how we get some of the extreme cases. So I don't think that that religion is real, because there's also a lot of talk with which religion is right, who's the most accurate. Like, I don't know any of those answers, but I do know that there are people that will die for that religion and they believe in it so hard. So that's where I'm like, it's really real to them. But when it comes to mythology and that type of thing, where it's that type of a higher being or higher entity, or I don't know. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
To be honest, I would love it if the Greek gods and goddesses were real, because they're honestly just petulant children, and believing in them would be so much better than believing in some like divine god all knowing. It would just be like, oh yeah, you got cancer? Blame fucking Zeus. He probably like fucked your mom or something and Hera cursed you. Like, you know?
He probably fucked your mom. No, but you're right. It's, it is so fucked. And plus, when we learned about mythology, especially on this podcast, we talked about the crazy ass punishments that come from Greek mythology. Like when Zeus punished, what's his name? Prometheus, and having him bound to a rock where an eagle would come at his, like each day and eat his liver. for all eternity. I think like, they just added like horrible shit all eternity.
Or Atlas, who's forced to carry the Earth for all of eternity.
Yeah, like how cool would that be to if that was like real?
I think it's interesting that every single season, we can almost trace each history back to ancient Greece and Rome.
Yeah.
It says a lot. I mean, you would think that there would be more evidence of cult activity in places like ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
Or even what used to be Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Soviet Union, before Stalin, you would think that there would be so much more meat there, but it really does all trace back to ancient Greece.
Well, yeah, like it's literally insane. Like Greece, the Romans, like when we talked about on our Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, Lupercalia.
Yeah, the origin of Valentine's Day. Wasn't it from Rome?
Yeah, it was the pagans and the Romans.
And then when we talk about demonology and how the Catholic religion really talks about demons and the Vatican talks about demons, and that can be traced back to Roman Catholicism.
Rome doesn't even feel real. Like,
no.
Frickin' Caligula, who appointed a horse as his consul, aka senator, and then him waging war on Poseidon and having his entire army go down to the beach and stab the water with their spears.
Oh my God.
It's crazy to me. And I saw this this article, it popped up on my email from Nat Geo, and the title was Caligula, a Roman Emperor, mad or genius?
Question mark.
And I was like, mad, very mad. you don't appoint a horse as your senator if you are just suffering from being too smart.
I swear to God, the more that we dive into all of these different topics, we always end up back in Rome.
We do.
We end up back in Rome, and I don't know how, but we should just camp there.
you weren't here for season one. But that was the only season that didn't trace back to Rome. I think season two, we didn't trace back either. Did we?
What was season two?
Stephen Kubalki disappearing.
Oh, yeah,
he came
halfway
through.
Yeah, that's right. No, I don't think we did trace that back to Rome because it was more true crime centered. But when you get into all of these, honestly, the paranormal, it goes back to a lot of religious views in a way. So it's like, what the fuck?
You know what's interesting? Because I know one day we'll do a revamp of season one and just like make it another season, but it's you. Mm-hmm. Because season one actually is pretty good. I worked so hard on that season. Anyways, we talked about at the end of the season the correlation between genius and schizophrenia. And it makes me wonder, because some of these cult leaders, they are very fucking smart. They are way too smart to be doing the shit they're doing. Like Jim Jones, freaking Charles Manson, Magdalena Solez, they're crazy and they're malignant narcissists. But there's something to be said about an enhanced level of genius and crazy behavior.
There is, I think, so much to uncover when it comes to cult leaders and cults, the dynamic that happens within each cult, because they're all, what's weird is they're all different, but they're all not in the same way. So they're all based on different things. They're founded for different reasons. The cult leader finds them for different reasons. But like for Jim Jones and Charles Manson and trying to think of, even the Church of Scientology, it's based around one thing, and that's just having control over other people and being able to get people to do whatever the hell you want them to do.
It's the knowledge or the craving of knowledge that really attracts a lot of people to these organizations. I know the real religion. I know the real God. I know the secret to life. I know the secret to the afterlife. I'm communing with a spirit.
You want to make it to heaven, you have to follow me.
There's actually the Clistes. The Clistes are another one that I didn't talk about this season because it was in the first season. But it's they're the ones that inspired Rasputin, and I think it's so interesting because it's very similar, and they're still around. They're still a freaking cult.
I mean, it's insane that cults are still around, and especially with that the cult that was just discovered because of the mass graves in Kenya. I mean, it's happening all over the world. So, of course, we have cults here. We have a lot of polygamy cults that happen in the U.S. We have a lot of religious cults. But, I mean, shit, the cults are everywhere. And it's crazy. Just they pop up out of nowhere. And you just think that everything's, like, fine and dandy. And then just something gets released. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, how did this even – what?
Yeah. There's a cult in Finland that has garnered inspiration from the Clistes and Rasputin. And it's called Kartoanism, or it's Kartoanism. And so the Clistes would literally flog themselves. They're allowed to get married, but they're not allowed to have sex, even with their significant other, because their bodies are only meant for the Holy Spirit. But once it gets to the cult in Finland, they had hundreds of children around the age of 10 as their preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild to me that someone like Rasputin, whose magical abilities have been debunked, and Clistes, who were just, they were like, hey, I'm going to beat the shit out of myself. That means I'm ready for the Holy Spirit, bloody beaten and bruised.
Jesus Christ.
People in Finland were like, wow, these people are my inspiration. I'm going to copy them.
What the fuck? That's so... I've never been able to wrap my head around the damage that these leaders are able to get people to do to themselves or someone that they love, like their child.
Yeah.
I've always been so fascinated by that because this is like... I mean, as we've talked about, this is everywhere. And there was one that's called the Order of the Solar Temple. And it was run by a guy named, I think it's Luc Jouet. He's a Belgian religious leader, but he also was a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi. And he started a group actually claiming to be like Christians. And he also named the group the Second Coming of Christ and the Knights Templar. So, but he was able to get these leaders in a Swiss village to allegedly sacrifice a child that they thought was the Antichrist. Like, he was able to convince these people that this innocent child was the Antichrist in like 1994.
Whew.
It's like a lot. And when you dive into all these cults, because I mean, we really, if we wanted to go through every single cult, like throughout history, we would have multiple seasons.
Oh yeah. And eventually we're going to be bringing back cults for another season.
Yeah.
But I think this is actually the perfect time to talk about what's in store for you guys after our next season special. We're going to have a shorter season. It's going to be 4 to 5 episodes, maybe 3 to 5. I don't know yet, but it's an ongoing case. Can't really discuss it right now because we haven't gathered evidence, gotten all the facts together, but it's going to be interesting. And this entire case is giving, we're going to go missing after we publish the episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot. So just a warning.
There's not really going to be a paranormal aspect or historical aspect to this season. We are using this platform to help someone solve their brother's murder. and bring awareness to the case. And obviously, we know we're not investigators. We know we're not private eyes. We can't solve anything. But we can bring the right amount of awareness to it that maybe one day the right person will see it.
Yeah. This is just one of the ways that we want to utilize having this type of platform and being able and the opportunity to talk to these individuals and the victims' families and really help their story get across and reach those right ears that need to hear it.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, that's what we're trying to do on season specials when we don't have guests on. We're going to be talking about cold cases that are not getting any attention. And I posted about this on the podcast Instagram, haunted.detective. But if you guys have any cold cases you want us to cover that have been in your family, have been fascinating to you, of course, we have a legal obligation to have proof of everything, like news articles, some sort of journalistic proof. It's just we don't make the rules. It's just how it's got to go. But mm-hmm. if you guys have any recommendations, any cases you want us to cover, send us a message at haunted.detective, leave a comment under our Q&A on Spotify, or even put in your review on iTunes.
But yeah, if you guys have any stories, if you have any cases that you really want us to talk about, and even if they're a closed case that you feel like, hey, I don't think this should be closed, or maybe it's just a case you followed throughout the years, you can bring it to our attention, because obviously we're just two people trying to do the research of about 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be great to hear from you guys what you are really passionate about. And of course, we want to give everyone a voice.
Yeah. And we've gotten a lot of messages and comments requesting certain cold cases. So we are taking that into account. We just have to, Pamela and I have to get on a call and be like, okay, this one, this one, this one. Because
yeah.
as much as we would love to cover them all, we can't.
Of course.
But before we close out this episode, like I said, it's a short one today. We're trying not to keep you guys for too long for episode 7 anymore, because there are least downloaded episodes.
You guys don't like it, and that's fine.
I believe that in some instances there are entities. They're not necessarily divine, because I'm not a big religion person, but I do believe that there's some sort of entity that can influence people. Of course, that doesn't take away from the crimes that they have committed. But I'm speaking more in terms of like the cult of Persephone and Demeter and stuff like that. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Pamela believes it's all in the brain.
Psychological manipulation is just, she's been a tool since ancient times for a lot of bad people.
So coming out every week for the next few weeks, we're on a podcast called Real Hauntings. And you guys should definitely check it out if you want to see more Kelsey and Pamela dynamics.
You can hear us bicker on a whole other podcast.
Literally, it's great.
Love you.
Well, for now, we're going to close the case file on paranormal cults. But don't forget to leave us a nice review, comment on our Instagram, follow us on Instagram, haunted.detective. You can find our personal pages on there as well. And say what's up, say hi, say something nice. Otherwise, I will cry and I don't be mean.
Same, just please don't be mean.
All right, Pamela, any parting words before we close out this season, which is crazy that we're closing out another season?
I know, they're going by so fast. I guess the only things that I can really say, it is very concerning. I guess the only things I can really say is remember that people who join cults are not stupid or anything. Do not blame a victim for a decision that they made when they are being manipulated by a malignant narcissist. So just remember, new episodes come out every Monday at midnight, and please stay safe and stay spooky.
Don't blame the victim of any crime. Thank you.
Because it's fucked up and rude.
Bye.
Bye.